Last week was self-integrity, the gateway to the law of attraction. And now it's time to enter the next realm. And I might lose some people with this one. The non-believers, maybe. The closed-minded. And that's okay. But for those who are prepared to listen, you'll find that what you seek is seeking you. You just have to let it find you. The mind is a muscle, and it's also a magnet.
Hi, I'm Paul Keenan, and you're about to start developing strength from the inside out with this podcast. I'm a personal trainer and mentor for trainers and coaches. With me, you won't get motivational fluff or hype. You will get a combination of brain science, real client case studies, transformational psychology, action steps, and some woo-woo wisdom, all rolled into one superset. If you're wanting more from your life, to feel better, look better, to heal, perhaps to have more and to be more, then this is the podcast for you. Because you're going to learn how to strengthen your mind and develop your awareness physically, mentally, and emotionally. All from the inside out. Welcome to the Mind Your Muscle Podcast.
How do your thoughts become things? Have you ever wondered how some people just seem to get what they want and others, well, they just keep wanting? Look, I'm not going to give you some kind of secret here. There's no life hack coming, no goal hacking software or biocode, but there is a science, and there is a science to getting what you want. And at the very essence of science and life is the agreement that everything that exists inside the universe does so from one source. That source is powerful. It is energy. Everything is energy. Your thoughts are energy, and energy is powerful, right? Well, a thought is actually powerful only when it is backed by feeling, backed by emotion. Affirming a thought without feelings is pretty pointless, because it's just going to remain a thought. Everything that exists in our life is building on everything else, second by second, minute by minute, thought upon thought. And it would be just like, you know, if I'm training in the gym, I'm building rep after rep, set upon set, building, tearing down the muscle fibers, rebuilding one on top of the other. That is where growth is coming from. And all those things are connected. They can't be separated. Everything in our world at its very source is energy. Its very beginning is energy. Everything is energy. You are energy. When you look at your skin under a microscope, you're going to see cells. And cells are basically made up of molecules, and molecules are basically made up of atoms. Now, obviously, there's a lot more that we could go into there, but I'm not a scientist. I just want to keep it simple for you, all right? So, cells are made up of molecules, and molecules are made up of atoms. Now, in his program, Lead the Field, Earl Nightingale said this: scientists calculate that if the electronic energy in the hydrogen atoms of your body could be utilized, you could supply all the needs of a large industrialized country for a week. And he went on to state that a DuPont scientist said the atoms in your body contain a potential energy of more than 11 million kilowatt hours per pound. The average person, by this estimate, would be worth about $85 billion. Now, that was in 1968. And if we were to convert that into today's money and with inflation, etc., you're probably talking about 600 million quid. All right. So if you want to start selling the cells of your body, do so and understand what they're worth. But energy is everything, and everything is energy. What you want, okay, the things that you want in your life is part of that everything. What you want in your life, therefore, has a frequency, because energy operates on frequencies. And if we go back to an analogy that I'm sure I've used before, about tuning in our radio to get the station we want to listen to, we can only listen to one station on one frequency at one time. And if we want a different station, We got to move to a different frequency because everything has a frequency. What you want has a frequency because, like I said, everything is energy. So therefore, it has to have a frequency. We have the ability to tune in to different frequencies. Similar to the radio, but not quite exact. All right. But those frequencies, because they are also energy, are ever present. Because energy is ever present. It will always be here. It just moves from one form into another. Think how quickly you can connect to your Wi-Fi to speak to someone now on the other side of the world. Instant messages, wireless communications being sent and received pretty much simultaneously. Think about turning on your TV and getting the picture right away. The picture, it was always there. You just had to connect to then go and choose the station, choose the frequency. And we also have the ability to change our vibrational frequency. What the hell does that mean? All right, basically, we don't call it a vibrational frequency. We call it a feeling. So we have the ability to choose how we feel. But what that is frequency, vibrational frequency. Feeling is our awareness of the vibration that we're in. So it's how we explain it. Like, 1 minute, we could be all happy. And then maybe the news comes on. We could hear something tragic. It could be local. It could be national. Just something, whatever. And it could impact you personally. Or it could impact someone you love. Or you could see the potential for it to impact someone you love. Or potential to impact you personally. And you could go from immediately feeling happy to feeling sad. And then also even begin to notice where you physically will feel that sadness, that anxiety, as we will call it, because that's what you'll be feeling. Feeling is what we use to describe the vibrational frequency that we are in, our vibrational state. Feeling is just our conscious awareness of our own vibration. We're aware of it. We know it. We're going to describe it. That's what it means. So that statement, feeling is our conscious awareness of our own vibration, is just that we're able to describe how we're feeling. We're able to describe the vibration. And we do that by saying, I feel like this. I feel like that. Okay. You ever walked into a room and you could cut the air with a knife? And that's what it feels like. There's like this bad energy, bad vibes. Or maybe you walk into a bar or a restaurant, you get a bad feeling and you're like, no, you know what? This place just isn't right. There's something not here. You can sense a bad atmosphere. And I'm not talking about sixth sense and things like that, okay? I'm just talking about our ability to read energy because we all have it to some extent. A lot of the times, though, we kind of dismiss it. But just like the radio tuner, you can also, in a moment, turn that dial and tune into a different frequency. Like, you could be going from hating my podcast to loving it. Or maybe the opposite. I don't know. But whenever you shift your focus to that of happiness, to that of enjoyment, or even love, the shift in vibration is moving to you experiencing a deep sense of what we call gratitude. You can think of something that maybe you're really appreciative for at the minute. It could be something as simple as your health or your family, or the fact that you even have an ability to listen to my voice. Right now I'm recording this. I'm in the UK, obviously, and, you know, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Yes, the world is in the middle of a pandemic, but we seem to have been in it just constant for coming on 12 months now. So there's a lot of things that people are restricted from doing, but there's also a lot of things that we can still be grateful for if you choose to tap into that. But one thing that you could obviously be grateful for is the fact that you can listen to my voice in this podcast. Thank you very much. Technology. So how grateful are you that you can actually tune in to podcasts to get information at the touch of a button and pause it or knock it off or whatever? Your ability to choose what it is that you receive and how that sets up your vibration. And right now you could even take it up another level. You could click it up another dial. You can intensify that gratitude and shift from being a little bit grateful to being overwhelmingly grateful. Did I say that word right? Overwhelmingly? Overwhelmingly grateful. So in the last episode, I talked about self-integrity being the gatekeeper to the law of attraction. Well, I think if self-integrity, for me, all right, because this is my podcast and this is my opinion, if self-integrity is the gatekeeper to getting you what you want, to the law of attraction, then I think that gratitude is the key that really unlocks the gate. You see, what gratitude is, it's a reflection of how you feel when you have something you want, when you receive it. Now, we don't always have to be in physical possession of something in order to feel gratitude for it. And by being grateful for something you want, what's actually happening there is you're getting into alignment with it. So maybe think about it like, I don't know, lining up the track on a scholastic set or something. Or maybe even connecting two pipes, all right? We'll go simple here. Two pipes in like a water system. And if the two pipes don't match seamlessly, okay, so it could be the tap, you know, you could be going to wash your car and you want to connect the two hoses. If they don't match seamlessly, then the water is going to spill out. It's going to spew out. And you're going to get some of it at the other end, but you're not going to get all of it. And we want all of it. Your goals are similar. So if we don't line the goals up with what it's like to actually have the goal, as in thinking about the end product. So again, going back to the water scenario, we're looking at the end product there, which is getting the water from one end to the other end. So if we aren't looking at that end product, if we aren't lining the goals up with what it's like to actually have the goal at the end and thinking about what that goal is at the end, we aren't allowing the goal to flow effortlessly to us. We might see a little bit of it. You might even enjoy some of it, but we're not going to get exactly what we want. And why should we not get what we want whenever we have the possibility and the opportunity to do that? So it kind of be like asking maybe for a pay raise. I don't know if you have a boss and you're like, oh, you know, I think I deserve a pay raise. And the boss goes, right. You're like, yeah, you know, I've worked here for so long. I feel I'm really good at my job. I think I deserve a pay raise. And the boss just agrees. Yeah, okay, let's do that. Let's give you a pay raise. That'll be in your next check. That'll be in your next payment into your bank account. And you're awesome. You're loving it. And then payday comes around and you open that statement or you look at your bank account and you've got your pay raise. It was an extra penny. You're a wee bit deflated, but at the same point, at the same time, you've got exactly what you wanted. You asked for a pay raise and you got it. What happened was that you weren't clear enough in your wanting and you weren't clear enough in your allowing for that to come to you. It's okay to demand things of life. It's not wrong. Now, gratitude allows the good to come to you. Gratitude is the channel, in my eyes, okay? It's the pipeline. It's the pipe. And if we aren't grateful for the thing that we want, so if we don't allow it into our life, into our thoughts, into our feelings, and into our emotions, then what we're doing is we're actually pushing it away. So if we don't allow that goal, if we don't see it, if we don't visualize it, if we don't think about what it feels like to be in possession of it, then we're actually repelling it. Remember, it's energy. What you want, your goals are on a frequency. This is physics. Right? The entire universe came from one source. I've said before, you can call that source what you want. You can call that source God. You can call that creator. You can call creator. That's what I wanted to say. You can call it universal mind. You can call it source energy. What you call it doesn't matter. One thing is for certain though. Science and religion, they all teach the same philosophy, the same idea, that everything started from one place. And you know, there, whenever you think about it on a universal scale, the universe or the universe of universes, solar systems, whatever that may be, okay, they can't end. Because if there is an end of it, then there also has to be a beginning of something else. So there is no end. Everything is one. Everything came from one place. But what is the energy source where it all began? And what is source energy? For me, this was kind of a little bit mind-blowing when I was introduced to the concept. And I hope that it has some of, possibly more or even a little, of that effect for you. The frequency for me of source energy, of God, of the universe, whenever you think about it, whenever we break it down, it's love. At the center of everything we want is love. Unconditional love. L-O-V-E. Law of Vibrational Energy. I don't know if that's what love stands for. I just like that. Law of Vibrational Energy. Love. The love is the frequency of creation. Oh, I'm really mixing up my words today. I think I'm tired from last night's coaching call, actually. I think that's what it is. I'm going to put it down to that. But love is the frequency of creation. And you, my friend on here listening to me, if you're listening to me, you're a creator, all right? Because we are always creating. We're either creating what we want or we're creating what we don't want. And that's really what we're doing when we talk about something like manifesting what you want, getting what you want, attracting what you want, receiving what you want. Your mind is a sending and receiving station. You're simultaneously being the creator of something and the receiver of something. So much of this work and, you know, all of our work and actually anything that we're doing is really about your ability, about our ability, about my ability to tune in to that frequency of unconditional love. And, you know, that might sound a little bit fluffy. It might sound a little bit airy, airy-fairy, and a little bit soft. Okay, dude's on here talking about unconditional love being the source of everything. Well, I hope you go away and actually maybe even listen again to this episode and try and take in what I'm talking about, what it actually means. It's why I call my five-day challenge that I run the Love Yourself Challenge. Not love yourself, okay? It's love yourself. Those are two separate words, yourself. You see, I think we're all connected to one point of creation, like I said earlier, one self. And that's a pretty cool concept. Like I said, we're the creator and receiver, pretty much both at the same time. And the frequency of receiving is what we call gratitude. That's what we recognize as the frequency of receiving. So if we are receiving something, we are in the frequency of gratitude, the attitude of gratitude. And it's the ultimate frequency of receiving. And so therefore, the frequency of giving is love. And the two are interconnected. Think about it. Anytime you receive something you want, you're immediately put into a state of gratitude. You might say things like, oh, thank you, right? Yeah. Or, whoa. That is absolutely incredible. You have no idea what this means to me. We change. Even the vibration and the pitch of our voice changes with gratitude. It's the receiving of love. And so it's these two powerful frequencies that are going to allow you to step into more power in your manifesting. And like I said, manifesting, that word is just simply meaning that we're going to bring something tangible, something physical into your life. So there's probably a lot to take in there, what I've talked about. Definitely stuff that you want to be going over and looking at again, listening to and understanding that little bit more if you can. You can't just listen to this stuff once, get it and apply it. That's not the way it works. Knowledge is not enough, all right? Knowing is not enough. We have to apply. So knowledge isn't power, all right? The application of knowledge is power. And the law of attraction, well, it's powerful if you can apply its principles to your life. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the whole podcast. If you're someone who enjoys seeing other people grow, then please share this podcast with your friends and family. If you found help through my voice and message, then I'm sure that they will too. So please share it on social media, share it via text, WhatsApp, and your DMs. Be present, challenge your own beliefs, trust the process, take action, be the community. So please, for every episode I share with you, I'd love you to share that podcast directly with someone else. And if you have questions, I'm there to help too. You can email me questions to paul@volumefitness.co.uk. I might even use your question for a future episode. And lastly, I do have one more request. And you only have to do this once, by the way. I want to reach and help more people, and you can help me with that. So if you can, please leave my podcast a fantastic review on iTunes. That way we can both help others gain strength and belief, all from the inside out. Thanks for listening.